Welcome, Glenn, to Mispatch and PBAFM.
I'm stoked to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Now, Glenn, we did have a chat back in 2018.
Seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it?
It does. And you actually were here in the studio that day.
Yeah. Yep, it certainly was.
Which was so lovely to actually... I prefer actually doing interviews in like face-to-face. It's not always possible these days, especially when, you know, people tend to be all over the country.
Yeah. Well, music's definitely become a broader industry these days. But at the same time, it's so easy to access everything these days as well. So.
Yes, that's true. You just got to have a lot more practice, maybe. That's what I need. I haven't last year I did five interviews. That was it.
So, wow, okay.
So I haven't done many. But anyway, now when you came last time, you were on a promotional tour without the band. You were just promoting the band, and hopefully that particular band were going to come out and do a tour. But that doesn't seem like it eventuated.
Yeah, so I mean that was predominantly like a studio band. You know, there was a lot of moving parts that need to happen in order for us to actually tour. But yeah, I guess it's still there in the background, but it's kind of lying dormant at this point in time. But I mean, yeah, I've needed to search for something that I guess was a bit more sort of fast paced, could handle the turnaround, and could handle an abundance of creativity from each artist and have the same amount of input. And yeah, I've definitely found that in Shotgun Mistress, so I'm really, really stoked to be a part of it.
Well, I have been listening to some of the music, and I hadn't realised that, you know, you actually dropped an EP back in, 2019, I think?
Yeah, so released a couple of singles in 2019, dropped the album in 2021. So it's been a couple of years since the last album, but a new one coming out this year in June, so we're stoked to finally get some more music out.
Yeah, no, that's good. And, the tracks that I've listened to have been pretty good. I'm surprised I didn't pick up your band name somewhere else along the way, like through ANRAP, which is where I got the music from, and I thought, where have they been? I haven't seen this here before. And I'm thinking, I don't know, I must have had my eyes closed. But anyway, it was good to finally get hold of your music. And this brand new single that you're going to release off the album, Judas?
Yeah.
And what can you tell me about it? Is there a story around it?
I've actually been quite fortunate when it comes to I guess, song from the songwriting perspective. It's actually very tough for me to sort of write songs about personal experiences, so I try and utilize people around me, and I've got a lot of fruitful friends and family around me, so quite easy to tell a story through that. And this one obviously based on the biblical term from Judas, having someone who's sort of a traitor in no less formal term.
Yeah.
It's just pretty much about a close person doing you wrong. And it was based from a friend of mine who he's had a bit of a rough life, but he's quite an inspiration because he doesn't look like he works very hard.
No, that's good. I mean, it's good they have a voice that way, don't they? Through your music, through the band, they get a chance to hear their story played out on stage.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly right. And we love doing it. So we're supposed to get this track out, the first single from the second album. And yeah, we've really tried to sort of, I mean, the first album's always more of like a taste tester, see how people are taken to it. And the second album, I think, is a really good one where you sort of stretch your wings a bit more and really sort of come to your own. It's definitely something where we're definitely very proud of, and something that we're really looking forward to getting out into the public.
Oh, no, that's great. That's great. And, yeah, you get all to use your skills, your knowledge, and test your boundaries too, I suppose, how far you can go.
Absolutely, yeah, that's right.
How about you tell me a little bit about the band? Rather than me talk about it from the sheet that I've got, I'd rather hear it from you.
Yeah, well, me and Matt, the guitarist, we've known each other for, we were in a band about 20 years ago, and back when I was still doing more sort of pop rock stuff. Hard rock has always been my genre, but I've never been around the people that have really taken towards that music stylistically. So Matt is a death metal, heavy metal guitarist. And he was actually in the John McIver's top 100 metal guitarists in the world. And John McIver's the author of one of the Metallica books, Justice for All.
Oh, yeah.
So he got into 98 out of 100, which is pretty amazing, a couple of years ago. So I've known him for the better part of sort of 20 years in a couple of pop bands when I was younger, and then he moved over to the UK, and then when he moved back to Australia again, he just moved in around the corner from me and said he wanted to start up a rock band, and then he brought, you know, Ben and Dave in, and we all met, and we'd all sort of been in the same sort of scene for many years but never really sort of met each other. So it was really, really good to meet them all and get to know everybody. And it's out of, you know, all the bands I've been in my life, this is definitely the easiest one, where everyone gets along. There's no bad politics, you know.
Oh, good.
And we always hear each other out. So it's a very, very healthy band. So we're very, very fortunate that way.
Well, you need that, I think, to go forward. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Whatever the future may be, however big you may get, you need to have that friendship in the band. It can't just be clinical, you know. It has to be more than that, I think. A family.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. And, I mean, you know, what they say, every band's a democracy.
Well, that's true. I mean, as long as everyone is prepared to listen to everybody else and
exactly,
give everybody a fair share of what they feel inside and want to say, and then you can vote on it. Yeah. Why not?
Right.
Oh, dear. So how's life in Melbourne?
Yeah, Melbourne's okay. It's hot. We're we actually 2 weeks ago we shot the music video. It was actually the 30th of December when we shot the music video for Judas, and we're fortunate enough. Dave is a tradie. He had this massive building which they're renovating at the moment, and there was about 3 or 4 levels, and we got to use any area in that whole building to shoot the music video. So I thought, let's kill three birds with one stone. So we actually did 3 music videos in the one day in the city on New Year's Eve. And one of them ended up being On the Rooftop, which will be the second single that comes out in a couple of months.
Wonderful.
And we thought of this afterwards. We thought, you know what? We should have made it New Year's Eve and then shot the music video
with fireworks.
When the clock strikes 12 and there's like a ton of fireworks in the background. It is amazing. But
Well, I guess it's timing too. You might not have thought of it because you weren't available. You know all that comes into place. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's hard to make people want to work on New Year's. So.
Yeah, they all want to party.
Yeah.
Now, I know you and I have kept in touch through your promotional company.
Yes.
Which has been really great, because I remember getting the email. I'm thinking, I know this person. I'm sure I know this person. And when all the pennies dropped, hopefully I've passed your information off to the other programs that I thought might be applicable to you.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much, Emma.
I don't know if you've been in touch, but there's also a show that comes on after me on a Wednesday night, Rock Hard. You wouldn't Phil and Tish. I think maybe you keep in touch with them.
Oh, always. Yeah, always. We always catch up for a beer whenever I'm over there. So.
Oh,
very,
lovely.
Very good. Very good friends of ours, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, we were talking about that. I can't remember now. A couple of months ago, I think. And I'm thinking, oh, that's good. You're looking at the emails. It's nice to know.
No, they're great. And PBO has been great over the years. And, you know, you've always been so supportive of our artists. So thank you so much for helping out these artists.
Well, at least it gets them a play. I don't always play them more than once, however, but it's because I've got AMRAP as well, and I try keep everybody happy in a way. I don't want to sort of seem like that I'm playing preference.
No, you're amazing. Thank you. Much appreciated.
But that comes in with everybody. But I'm just so glad that you've managed to stay in touch with us here, and that we are giving back to you by playing the other artists on the station, and even on the other programs if they manage to pick up the emails that I'll pass on.
That'll be amazing. Yeah. But no, PBFM is such a great station as well. So it's always love coming to say hi and taking over the airwaves every now and again.
Yeah, no, that's good. I did want to ask. I always forget to ask because I just take it for granted that that's what it is and not worry about it. But the name Shotgun Mistress, is there a story about that or not?
We really need to have a really good story for this name because we get asked this quite a bit. We're like, you know what, every single time we should have a really good, solid story to tell.
Even if it's a lie.
Exactly, yeah. Unfortunately not. Names of bands are, funnily enough, even harder to work out than, you know, writing a song or writing an album or two albums. The name's the hardest because it's your signature. It's something where people are going to know the name. I mean, it has to be something that is relevant to the music. So Shotgun Mistress is something where you hear the name, you pretty much know what it's going to sound like before you even press play. So that was more the case. It wasn't really the name. It was more the fuel we were going for. When we released the first album, there was a lot of songs based around family violence and violence against women and everything. Because we had, I know our drummer's sister, unfortunately, she got murdered a few years ago by her ex, and it was
story that's all too common.
Horrible story. So it was more a play on words where it was giving the female side a bit of empowerment more than anything else. We have got obviously remarks and comments it being more of like a derogatory name when it's completely the opposite way. So.
I'm with you now. I'm following what you're saying. There's a local three bands coming together. We've been doing a memorial for, this will be number four, for one of my friends, Phil. His daughter also passed away due to domestic violence. So when you dropped that, I thought, oh my God, this is very close to everybody's heart, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is, and happens way too often. So I've got a daughter as well. All like three out of the four of us have kids, and all of us have daughters, so all roughly around the same age. So it's definitely something where you pick up on it more as you get older as well.
Yes.
So I guess that was the ups and downs of the evolution of the band name. Sorry to put it down, Ron.
No, not at all. I mean, we have to be more forward and outward in what we say against violence, against women and some men too. We can't be silent. If we're silent, it's only going to get bigger and it's going to get worse. Oh, I have to say that I have really enjoyed how your voice is projected in the since the earlier band to now.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
Thanks.
Have you been working on that?
No, I think it's just stylistically, as I mentioned, like this has always been my preferred genre. So it's always been something where I've been able to sort of, I guess, sing more comfortably, as opposed to, you know, Collegians and a lot of the other pop bands, especially if there's producers who are sort of taking the lead on how it's produced and how it's being sung. This is open style for me. This is how I like to sing. This is, I guess, my comfort zone of my voice. So it definitely shows in the recordings. And, you know, I've been able to sort of record it in my own leisure instead of, you know, being on a time limit and stuff as well, so that definitely helps.
Yeah, it takes the pressure off, doesn't it? Shows too. I'm impressed with the vocals. I mean, I know all the rest of the band, don't get me wrong, they're very good. but because I know you, I'm thinking, wow, this is a lot different to then. And I'm thinking, I think your range has got higher, especially in what you're producing right now. So it's good.
Well, funnily enough, with, say, Collegians, because that was, you know, based off pop singing where there's little sort of vibrato being the other wobbly notes when you want to compared to straight notes, which is what they were sort of going for. So I had to be very sort of controlled in how I sung in those more, you know, pop bands. There's never any sort of big falsetto screams or anything like there is in these types of bands when it's more sort of, you know, glam, LA strip rock. So, really get to let loose a bit more. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good. Well, I don't know what it is with being in Melbourne. I guess it comes from living in Mount Gambier. We're on the border. I've got one foot in each state. Because I've always liked certain bands over there, including right back in the 70s when they came out. Skyhooks. I can't get past them.
Good old Shirley.
Yes, God rest his soul. But he's up there watching everybody now, thinking that's not the way you do it.
I'm feeling there's a bit of a rock resurgence, to be honest. I mean, we're all in our sort of 40s, and we've got kids who
I can't believe that.
kids who are all in, the next generation are all loving rock because the parents are playing it. So that's right. I've got a feeling it's not too far around the corner.
No, that's right. And let me know when you're coming into town, and June especially, when you're going to release the album. We could maybe even just, I know you're going to be busy, so we could maybe do a 60-second little chat about the new album and play the song.
Looking forward to it. There's a couple more singles to come as well, so always great touch base with you. We're not playing anywhere in Adelaide, unfortunately, the next sort of couple of months, but we are, for those who want to take a trip, it's well worth it. We're playing Glamfest next month, so that's both in Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney. So that's, Glamfest has the 80s band Slaughter and Lynch Mob, old George Lynch from Dokken, and he and Heat as well, as well as Janet Gardner from Vixen.
Be busy.
There's a bunch of amazing bands playing. So, 17th, 18th, 19th of February.
Oh, lovely. Okay, well, hopefully whoever's listening, when I they'll be able to maybe go to those festivals and have a see of you live. That would be really good.
Yeah, no, that'd be amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, and thank you for taking the time out to talk to me, Glenn.